This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, transmitting worldwide with giant breaking news. Look at DrudgeReport.com. You're a TV viewer. Bannon turns. Treason at Trump Tower, money laundering, unloads on family. Now, we also have a tweet by Drudge that's been sent out. Wonder schizophrenic Stephen Bannon has been walking around with a small army of bodyguards. And I can confirm that is going on. But then I thought, wait a minute, many times what you see in the media is partially true, but partially not. I said, I wonder if this is a respected journalist. I wonder if the author of this book, Fire and Fury, that reportedly interviews hundreds of people associated with President Trump, I wonder if he's known for BuzzFeed, Pissgate-type behavior. And sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes of research revealed that he is known, according to these reports, heavily in the criticism, according to the Columbia Journalism Review, News Corporation, according to the New Republic, according to Brill's content. I mean, there are more than a dozen major journals that say this guy is known for apparent factual errors, and get ready for this, invented or changed quotes. So that's the big takeaway here from right-wing publications, left-wing publications, Journalism Review, is that they have talked to masses of people that say, I never said that. Now, Steve Bannon wanted to meet with me a few months ago, and I just had family issues to deal with, and I sent Roger Stone. And I got a full briefing on what Bannon said and the state of Bannon and the state of the people around him. And I'm going to give you my honest assessment of it at the bottom of the hour when Roger Stone joins us. I don't want to have a war with Breitbart. I think Bannon's done a lot of great work over the years. I think there's some sour grapes here, but I've also seen his quotes before, and I know the copious notes that Stone wrote in an hour and a half meeting with him that doesn't exactly line up with these. And so that's why I said this sounds like a lot of what we heard, but that I didn't want to put out because I almost caused infighting, but it really worried me. I said, we need to pull away very nicely from Bannon as much as possible, though, before the Roy Moore train wreck, all of it. And Stone agreed. And so I'll get into that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, you know, the truth, Bannon did seem very, very paranoid, disheveled. He had paramilitary type folks that wanted to do pat downs on Stone. And Stone said, I'm not going in there. This is ridiculous. Like Bannon's the president or something. Let him do pat downs for people to go in and see the president, unless you know have got some criminal record or whatever. So I think Bannon's got sour grapes. But at the same time, the media is going to jump on this and go, look, Bannon, the inside guy, says he's treasonous, blah, blah, blah. But then you read the quotes carefully. It's like, well, you know, if they knew these were Russian agents, it was Clinton operatives they sent over there promising dirt on Hillary. Hillary was over in Russia trying to get dirt on Trump. That's not treason to go get dirt if somebody is running for office and they've sold out their country. It's the opposite if you don't expose it. So I think 80% of this is true. I think Bannon's sour grapes, and now he's seen the derailing going on with the whole his attempt to take over the grassroots movement, the Republican Party, and kind of branded as if it was his, when it's really Drudge and InfoWars and you, and Breitbart and Daily Caller and WorldNet Daily. It's all of us together, not one guy. And it's not just Trump. You know, it's all of us. It's a global movement. It's the whole world wanting to be free.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
We've got mega massive record Arctic blast coming down into the United States, the third in just the last month, threatening to bring down much of the East Coast power grid. We're going to be getting to those weather reports coming up. Very, very serious. You've got, obviously, Kim Jong-un, the hereditary spoiled brat demon chipmunk, who's got atomic and hydrogen bombs and delivery systems that may be able to deliver the weapon to the U.S. He can have missiles hit the U.S., but they believe right now not deliverable, but within 6 months could be deliverable of a heavy megaton weapon. And Trump said, hey, buddy, because Kim Jong-un over the weekend said, I've got a red button on my desk. I may preemptively destroy you. I may destroy all of America. I may decide to kill you. These are quotes. And so Trump said, you know, we've got a big red button, and it works. Clearly saying we've got a big nuclear arsenal, the biggest and most high-tech in the world, and Russia is second, China is third, and then England's after that, and then France and on down the line, Germany. And if you think that our button doesn't work when you're Dutton, buddy, you better think again. Now, the media went into conniption fits, and when the headlines from MSNBC are, Trump's sexual obsessions may destroy the earth. They're the ones saying, hey, we got a bigger nuclear button than you. We got a bigger arsenal, more powerful, and it works. Nothing to do with the media trying to say the president has small genitals. And by the way, he doesn't even have small hands. And by the way, that's a cliche and the wives tell not even true as well. Medical doctors will tell you it's the feet size. But the point is that is more comparable. And that's not even an exact metric, but this is what we've come to. We have a horrible, demonic creature. Can we pull up Paul Watson's tweet? Because I don't want to paraphrase it. He said, look at the media attacking the president going through all this when it's Kim Jong-un threatening nuclear war, and the president runs him down. We should be running down this horrible little dictator, not running down our elected president that's standing up to him. To paraphrase Paul Watson's tweet at Prison Planet, and we've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. So we've got all that going on, all that unfolding, and we've got Judicial Watch that's very judicious about not just making claims they can't back up. They say the evidence has come out. There's no doubt Hillary must be indicted. The FBI agents are Clinton operatives, all of them on record saying they were for Hillary, giving Hillary money, saying they were manufacturing evidence. They all have to go to jail, and we've released the info. Meanwhile, though, they're saying Trump is the treasonous traitor, according to Bannon. There's Paul Joseph Watson's tweet at Prison Planet. Shrieks in terror at the prospect. The media shrieks in terror at the prospect of Trump's tweet starting a nuclear war with North Korea. Also, media incessantly lobbies for hostile stance towards Russia, the biggest nuclear armed power on the planet. And then Paul's, all his tweets are pure genius, pure common sense. But let's go back. The other tweet he put up last night was about Kim Jong-un. and how, again, we should be decrying him. We should be putting him down. Our own media won't even call him evil. When he is nothing but someone starving his people to death, he's just a horrible, horrible person. But again, our media is not our media. It's globalist media, the same globalists that helped give nuclear weapons and delivery systems to North Korea. And Trump's saying no to that. It's stopping. So we're going to get into Judicial Watch. The DOJ has no evidence. I mean, no choice but to prosecute Hillary. And, of course, has no evidence on Trump. Freudian slip. There's Watson's tweet. The media craps its pants in terror every time Trump insults this piece of human trash who imprisons or executes hundreds of thousands of political dissidents. That's a year, by the way. And leads a Stalinist death cult. Why? He should be insulted relentlessly by everyone. He is a comical, evil, demonic, little blood tick off the souls of his own beautiful people. But he's a big joke with the left. They think he's cute. They have shower caps with him on it and towels and brushes and restaurants. And I mean, it's just everywhere. The left just, low. It's so cute. It's so funny. Oh, yeah, because they're into deviance. There it is, MSNBC analyst. Trump's sexual insecurity is literally threatening to annihilate the planet. That clip's coming up. So meanwhile, the economy's coming back, sovereignty's coming back, the borders being defended is coming back. The only part of the government growing is the VA to take care of the veterans. All of this good stuff's happening. Thousands and thousands of companies coming back. Optimism the highest it's been in modern history. Best small business startup since 1984. And they want to remove him, saying he's a Russian agent. And as soon as the wheels came off of that, and as it came out, there were Democratic Party operatives in there, all their emails, all their texts, all their admissions. We can't let Trump win. We love Hillary. She's wonderful. Let's make something up. Here, let me give my wife $2 million to make it up. Over at Threat Fusion GPS, all this stuff. What happens? Well, there it is. GrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. Bannon turns. Treason at Trump Tower, money laundering, unloads on family. And the media kind of exaggerates what is said in the author's book, Fire and Fury. That's kind of how the media just keeps expanding. And I'm not defending Bannon. In fact, I'm not going to unload on Bannon. I'm going to just give you the intel. Because I'm not a gossip, but once things get to this point, I'm just going to give you what I really think. Coming up at the bottom of the hour with Roger Stone, who was in an hour and a half meeting with him a few months ago. Got word that Bannon wanted to meet me in New York. Roger was going to already meet with him. I just canceled last minute. I already worked too much. I got some time with my family. And I just had a feeling and I didn't go. And my feeling was reciprocated by reality, as it always is. And I just, as I get older, go with the gut, nothing else. And I always look at the facts, everything else, but the gut is the North Star. And it wasn't a waste of time, but we kind of read the tea leaves of where this thing was going with Bannon. I mean, behind the scenes, Roger thought that Moore was bad news, not as a bad person, just the whole thing was bad news, and that this thing was the SS Titanic, and that we should just get it a safe distance away before the whole Bannon system blew up. And I don't want it to blow up because I want to beat the globalists. I want there to be more targets out there for the globalists, so I'm not the only one. And so it's just a fact. But then here's the big enchilada. I went, wait a minute. Is this like BuzzFeed? My gut said, look and see if this is like BuzzFeed with the PP Gate dossier that was totally fake, that they're the ones that published it. Do they put out false quotes? Do they have unnamed sources that are fake? I've experienced BuzzFeed. Literally just make up whole cloth sources. They go, there was a waiter at a movie theater that Jones went to sometimes named Doyle, and Doyle says that Jones said he doesn't believe any of it in multiple meetings with Doyle. Like, I go to the movie with my wife and kids, and I'm like, I don't believe a word I say, Doyle. And then that's their anonymous source, from my experience, the capital of food poisoning in Central Texas. This particular movie theater I can't go to anymore because I get food poisoning, my kids do, but that's a side issue. I'm not going to name any names. But you're sitting there experiencing it for yourself. So I said, Bannon said similar things, but not exactly to Stone. who wrote copious notes, and Bannon let him. But some of it was off record. But they're not exactly like this. And I said, let me look up who this writer is. So I looked up Michael Wolff, and I found articles by the Columbia Journalism Review, The New Republic, Brill's Content, and a bunch of others, saying that he is known for inventing or changing quotes. Do you hear that? And apparent factual errors. In its review of Wolff's book, Burn, Rate, Brill's Content, criticized Wolff for apparently factual errors and said that more than a dozen of the subjects he mentioned complained that Wolff had invented or changed quotes that he attributed to them. And then it just goes on the examples. I mean, this guy ought to work at BuzzFeed. So that's what this looks like. I think Bannon did shoot his mouth off. I think you're going to find it's been twisted, though, to make it as damaging as possible. And, by the way, Bannon wasn't even in the administration for 2 months later after this meeting happened. So it's just him distancing himself and covering his paranoid butt. I agree with Drudge. He's paranoid.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live. And we've got huge North Korean ish. Our button's bigger than their button, and it works. We've got huge criminal evidence coming out against Hillary and the Clinton installed operatives inside the Justice Department, FBI, who have been caught engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Now even mainstream news is reporting that. But as Russiagate implodes, and as mainstream media even begins to say, okay, it was political, it was attacking free speech, it's attacking the voters, there's no evidence, out of the blue, we've gone back to the history, the etymology, the arc of its progeneration until present time, and we learned that Stephen Bannon gave the interview to Wolf on 11/18/16, just a week and a half after the president was elected. And a rambling interview, he said, I'm not a white nationalist, I'm a nationalist, I'm an economic nationalist, on and on and on. And I knew that I had heard some of these quotes from Bannon before that, well, if there were meetings, they knew they were Russians, they should have gone to the FBI, that could be treasonous. But again, they were coming to say, we're here with evidence on Hillary about Russians paying her off, which was true. But it turned out these Russians were sent by the Clintons and worked for George Soros. That's now been confirmed, and told them they wanted to meet with them about orphans and getting Putin to unfreeze the abolition on taking Russian orphans out of the country and bringing them to the United States. And Putin did that because they learned they were taking the Russian children and they were giving them to families that were sexualizing them. And you can see in the news today how that is a big problem. And I have a whole stack of news on top of that that's coming up as well, where they are now publishing sex manuals with pedophilic pictures in London's biggest newspaper with images of children having sex and things. They pulled that from the Metro, but there's been new articles published about sexualizing children. So they're launching an operation, and when it gets, you know, millions of shares and becomes the top story on the Internet, they then pull it. But, I mean, the point I'm getting into is that there is a lot to break down here, and I'm not saying Bannon didn't say some of these things to CYA to cover his butt and to talk about meetings that had happened months before he ever was even part of the president's team. He came on late. But Michael Wolf, I said, let's look up and see if he's a BuzzFeed type guy, because I mean, so many of the media now will just absolutely lie, as we know, or twist things. And sure enough, from the New Republic, from the Columbia Journalism Review, from Real's Content, they quote dozens of individuals that say he invented or changed quotes, and they caught in apparent factual errors. Now, I don't always go with Wikipedia, because a lot of times they have this info, but when you can actually go to their links, we've gone to these links, and it's there in these prestigious journalistic publications. And that he is not known for a good reputation, to say the least. I think he should work over at BuzzFeed. Now, that doesn't mean that Bannon didn't say some of this stuff. It's just that when you've got a known twister, and that's putting it lightly, a man known for apparent factual errors and invented or changed quotes. Funny, you don't hear people saying that about us, do you? No, they'll just lie about what we've said and misrepresent it. My own son asked me last week, he said, Dad, do you really believe there's Martian bases that humans are on as slaves? And I said, no, son, I never said that. He said, really? People asked me about it at school. And I went and showed him that it was Mr. Steele of the CIA that out of the blue said that on my show. Then I showed him headlines saying I said it. And I go, son, you know it's the fake news. He goes, I know, I know. He said, what about the gay frogs? And I said, let's pull up studies about atrazine turning the frogs. That just uses the word homosexual and asexual and a bunch of other things. And he goes, wow, wow. And I'm like, yes, son. That's how the media takes something that should really be concerning us all, and it turns into I'm homophobic because I'm claiming that chemicals are changing our sex. The globalists admit the program back in the 60s. It's going on to deindustrialize, to depopulate the earth. And it doesn't mean there weren't gay people throughout history, and I don't hate anybody. And I get criticized by the ultra-right wing for saying it, but I get attacked by the right wing that misrepresents what I stand for. I get attacked by the vicious left wing, and it doesn't matter because I have integrity, and our audience knows I have integrity, and our audience knows what I really said. And they know we're one of the most accurate platforms out there. Because we do our research. And when we make a mistake, we tell you. So continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big issue that this is their new relaunch. Is this book talking to supposedly 200 plus people around Trump with a sophistic individual known for twisting things and papering over things and mixing truth with disinformation, according to a giant compendium, a giant spectrum of liberals and conservatives saying this is not what I told them. Remember the New York Times said that a woman said that Trump said she was fat, that he was dating and he didn't like her and it was mean? She goes, I never told them that. He showered gifts on me. He was such a gentleman, so nice, it was almost too much. And he said, man, we both gained a little too much weight. We ought to go on a diet while they were sitting over ice cream and cake. Trump's an addict for sweets. She said, I said, the only thing you ever said that hurt my feelings is that, you know, we need to lose some weight, both of us. My wife says all the time, you need to lose weight or you're stopping exercising. Go back to it. Because I've lost so much weight. She says, you know, don't get back where you were. Is she a bad person? I mean, this is, but it was like made fun of women, said they were fat, was vicious, hurt them. And then she goes, that's not what I said. So, again, this is what they do. We all know they do it. I'm not defending Bannon because we don't know all the facts yet. But I don't want to see a civil war kicked off inside the nationalist, patriot, libertarian movement. I have said, though, that Bannon positioned himself like he was the leader of the liberty movement, and the media kind of went with that. And I was worried they could try to dig something up or destroy him and use that to give us a bloody nose. And so I said to Steve Bannon on air, and I delivered him the message as well. I got his phone number, never calling. I sent him some text that, hey, man, come on. It's the public that led this thing and did this thing, and we're all just focal points in that. Even Trump is. We don't want to make it just about Trump because it is the people, and it's about other countries and a global awakening that, quite frankly, InfoWars, if you have to pick one group being the modern ignition point, it's InfoWars, but I don't even want that credit because it's all a compendium of that detonation point wouldn't have hit the main powder, which is the Drudge Report and talk radio, if that wasn't there. So nobody gets the credit but all of us together. And we don't need to have a big fight with each other, but we got to set the record straight about Bannon, which I'm going to do it on the other side with Roger Stone. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We know that Stephen Bannon did not like Jared Kushner or Donald Trump Jr. We know that behind the scenes he's said a lot of negative things about him. Everybody knows I don't get involved in infighting. And I'm just glad it never boiled out into the open. I'll leave it at that. Stephen Bannon, I think, had some great vision. I think he helped the campaign. I'm not here to attack Stephen Bannon. I am here to say, though, that the media, the establishment media, like, kind of pushed him the last year, like he was really the president and that he was going to take control of the liberty movement so they could then act like he was derailed and the Liberty Movement's takeover of the Republican Party had failed. And I said that a year ago, and that's exactly how they scripted it now. You didn't fail. I didn't fail because Judge Moore went off the rails. We're winning. So they keep saying it's a victory for the Republican establishment. Is that why they're almost all to a man resigning and leaving? Because they know there's a new sheriff in town. 7 senators, 25 members of Congress, they're neocons, gone. Orrin Hatch, the latest. John McCain going out the old-fashioned way. But that said, I looked up Michael Wolff. This guy is famous. As like a BuzzFeed PeePeeGate type writer. And let's put up some of Jack Posobiec's quotes that are dead on. He's found quotes from the books that turned out to be wrong that he's known for. Invented or changed quotes, apparent factual errors, Brill's content, Columbia Journalism Review. This guy is known to make stuff up. It's called pathetic, disgusting, twisted, zero evidence. It goes on and on. So that said, I don't want a civil war. It's fun to jump in on one and you know, you see the headlines on Drudge, which I agree are accurate, according to this article in The Guardian. Bannon flips on the president, says it's money laundering, says it's treason, unloads on family. And the quotes are taken out of context. They're cobbled together. But Bannon is known for this behind the scenes. So I'm going to get Roger Stone, who doesn't ever really give up sources or stuff behind the scenes, but it wasn't a secret meeting. I just never talked about it. He had like an hour and a half meeting with Bannon a few months ago. I was invited. I decided not to go because I think Roger would just do a great job. He reported it all back to me. We never really talked about it on air, but we got a lot of interesting information. And the reason this is important is we need to know where Bannon actually stands. We're going to try to suss this out right now here on air. But Posobiec and others are saying the quotes are out of context to sell books by the fake news media, and this guy is a known BuzzFeed-type person. BuzzFeed's like the new name of yellow journalism, the new standard of that. That's the facts. But where there's smoke, there is some fire. So it may be much to do about nothing because Bannon's, quote, power has been waning, which I don't want to see that happen. I want to see that things get bigger and more successful. I'm not in competition with Breitbart or Daily Call or anybody else. I just promote them one way. They never promote us. When they do good stuff, we just link to it. Because I'm in a war. Roger Stone, thanks for showing up so quickly. You'll ride shotgun with Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in next segment to give us his take on this. Jack Posobiec will be joining us as well. I'm going to get more into all the nuclear war and economic information in the next hour with Gerald Celente. But we haven't talked, so we haven't gotten our minds together. What is your first approximation of this?
Well, Alex, first of all, I think Jack Posobiec is a great and aggressive young journalist. And I think he has really hit this on the head. Based on many years' experience with him, anything Michael Wolff writes has to be taken with a grain of salt. He once quoted the late Roger Ailes saying something about me that perturbed me. When I went back to Ailes, Ailes said he had never said anything of the kind. Wolff had no recording to disprove it. I prefer to believe my friend of 30 years, Roger Ailes. So, also, I think some context is important here, Alex. When you are in a presidential campaign, and I've been in 10, when you are in the bunker, when you are seeking grenades to throw over the wall at the enemy, and you are approached by someone you know who claims authoritatively that they have information that would be of value to you, you take the meeting. The meeting is not illegal. The meeting is not improper. The meeting could be politically embarrassing if it turns out to be a setup. In this case, the fact that the Russian woman lawyer who reached out to Don Jr. through a British PR man who Don Jr. knew and who had worked with turns out to be a nothing burger. She has nothing. Making it clear that it was just the meeting itself she was trying to achieve, So it could then be spun into something it is not.
So they have some microscopic connection somehow to Russians when Hillary's up their eyeballs. Well, that's all known and documented. So this is just the media trying to then desperately reboot the whole Russiagate fable, fairy tale, and at the same time cause a Republican civil war?
Yeah, I think in essence you're pretty close. Look, I like Steve Bannon. I am an ally of Steve Bannon. We don't see eye to eye on everything. We have our disagreements, particularly his tendency to wear three button-down shirts on top of each other. But it's a free country, and he's free to dress like a vagabond if he wishes to. He and I have a running joke about this, and none of it is meant in rancor.
Sure, but in your meeting with him, I don't know how much you want to get into here on air, but, I mean, there is signs of paranoia that Drudge points out that's well known, and I'm not putting Bannon down, but he's not God. And at the same time, you know, he is angry at some folks in the administration. So then I look at that and I wonder, is some of what Wolf, this, I think, known quantity of a fiction writer, did Wolf decide to actually get into real journalism and not just engage in fiction?
Or maybe part of his story is correct and the rest of it is false. That's entirely possible as well. Look, Steve Bannon's animus for the president's son-in-law is well known. The president's son-in-law was the helmsman who inserted so many of these establishment quislings around the president. H.R. McMaster comes to mind. I have tried to mute my criticism of the president's son-in-law because, frankly, I'd rather be shooting at liberal Democrats and outside the tent establishment Republicans than shooting at our own, even when I have my own disagreements. This is something we talked about last night on the War Room. If you are Secretary of State Tillerson, if you are UN Ambassador Haley, and you disagree with the president, in the case of Tillerson, about Charlottesville,
you do it privately,
then you are supposed to keep it to yourself or verbalize your objections to the president directly in a private conversation. That's your prerogative. But going public and you know, urinating on the person who appointed you to high public office, the person who gave you the privilege to serve your country at the highest levels, that's treasonous. That's a lack of protocol, a lack of manners, and entirely inappropriate, in my opinion.
You're right, my friend. Stay there. I want to come back and get more into the civil emergency, just dealing with drug dealers and child traffickers that Trump has put into effect, see where the agenda is going in the new year with you, and also where you think this attempted reboot of Russiagate will go. Just briefly, listeners, we're here because you fund us, and we make it easy to fund us with great products. Thank you for your support in the new year. If you want stamina, libido, weight loss, you name it, I've experienced, many others have experienced, try Super Male Vitality right now, discounted, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power is amazing as well. It's 50% off. Colloidal Silver, 67% off. But we sold out of Myco ZX. If I sell out, we're down to like a few hundred bottles, so I took it off sale. It's at regular price. Myco ZX is about to sell out, the antifungal for the gut. So a bunch of specials are about to end. 67% off on Colloidal Silver, 50% off on Alpha Power, 50% off on Survival Shield, 50% off on Secret 12, 50% off on Super Male Vitality. It's all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off additional.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
I don't want to stay on this Stephen Bannon Republican Civil War thing that this reporter, you can call him that, Michael Wolff has put out. But we've now seen unlikely sources coming to the president's aid, coming to Bannon's aid, coming to the truth's aid. Let's put it on screen. We have the New York Times, Maggie Haberman, that's a big reporter there, big Democrat, says Barack said he spoke to Wolf once, says he never said the quote attributed to him, to Wolf or anyone, totally false, Barack said by phone just now. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what she's saying today. So that's the stuff in this book people are saying, including the former president. I didn't say this. And again, I don't want to just jump on Bannon. I was careful today, but I am critical of just, I think, what Drudge is saying, some of the paranoia. So let's put bookends on this. When you went to meet with him, it's not a secret that they wanted you to go through a pat-down, Roger. That's you have no history of being violent. You've been around all these presidents, and I just think that is indicative of something going on. What do you think?
Also, Alex, I think we need to be somewhat realistic. I get 3 to 4 death threats a day. I know you get dozens of them. I now have to travel with security. I can't just go to the mall or go to an airport or go to a restaurant anymore. You know, it's gratifying also. It's a 50-50 thing. Some people come up and tell me how much they love InfoWars, how much they love you, how much they love the war room, how much we've done for America. They want a selfie. They want an autograph. It, you know, it's heartening. The other half want to call you names, want to threaten to kill you, want to accuse you of being a traitor.
Now, I understand you don't want to sit here and get in a fight with Bannon, and neither do I.
So it's possible that Bannon has had death threats, and that might warrant some additional security around him. Let's give him that. Steve Bannon is not a dumb guy. He's a smart guy. Frankly, I'm doubting this quote attributed to him. Sure, in the context of a campaign, you could have done this meeting early differently. You could have done it outside Trump Tower. You could have done it with a dozen lawyers present. But none of it changes the fact that there's nothing improper or illegal about the meeting, that the woman lawyer produced nothing, zero, and nothing came out of it. Now, some libtard lawyers have tried to say, oh, it's a campaign finance violation. No, it isn't. File that one. Good luck on that.
No need to defend the whole Russia thing, and I want to bring in Dr. Corsi here if you'd ride shotgun the next couple segments before Gerald Celente joins us. But what does this do to Russiagate, wheels coming off, Judicial Watch saying Hillary's committed crimes, so these FBI people? I mean, that whole chorus, is this a desperate reboot that I think is mainly made up against Bannon, to his credit? Where is this going, A, and then B, has Bannon responded to this book and this quote? Barack Obama is saying that the guy's misquoting him. So I think right there we just say this is pure bull. I think it all rides on what Bannon says about the quotes, Roger.
I think you just put your finger on it, Alex. The air is out of the Russian collusion balloon. The Democrats have to be embarrassed because they've spent millions. They have huffed and they've puffed and they've turned up nothing. This is a naked attempt to reinsert Russian collusion back into the national narrative. Oh, even Steve Bannon says the one meeting they've identified that's interesting is treasonous. A, we don't know that he really said that. And B, Mr. Bannon's not an attorney. And if he did say it, I disagree with his interpretation of the meeting. It's a nothing burger.
No, I understand that. And by the way, I've got to correct myself here because the lights are bright. They're putting all these tweets up. She had one about Obama, and then it flipped back. It was Barrick, because they had another one about Obama up, the billionaire Barrick, saying he didn't say those things. The point is they're talking to people that are quoted in this book, and they're saying that it's not true. So, I mean, I think right there, then, we just need to hear from Bannon, don't we?
Well, here you have Tom Barrack, one of the president's closest personal friends, denies the quotes attributed to him, reported by Maggie Haberman, for my money, one of the best and most honest reporters out there working at the New York Times. Solid evidence of pattern that Wolf constantly attributes things to people they didn't say. I'm trying to find my letter from Roger Ailes because I went through one of these on my own with Mr. Wolf. You can find Michael Wolff's books in the fiction section at Barnes & Noble.
Well, let's bring Dr. Corsi in because I want to get both your takes on this. We knew Trump was going after the pedophile rings, even during the campaign, behind the scenes. Now there's record arrests. Now he signed these orders to go after their money. Now he has this big international day, against trafficking of men, women, and children. I mean, he's definitely on the offense with this executive order. And some people go, wait, Alex, you're backing martial law. It's not martial law against U.S. citizens. It's corporations, it's multinational groups that are operating inside the U.S., and I believe constitutionally that is in the purview of the president. You're big on international law and banking. I have a degree from Harvard in it. What do you make of this, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's a key step. Right now, President Trump has got the authority to go after the assets of these pedophile rings and to do it internationally, and those that were identified, some 13 of them by the Treasury, all have very tight, close relationships with the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. I think it's a direct attempt to begin an offensive, and I've been saying I think 2018 is going to be the year of the counteroffensive, and this is the beginning.
Wow. And, of course, you've been pointing out the executive order. You've been pointing out what he would do next. And then he's now doing that, making it public, saying that's what he's doing. So The media, the pedophile-supporting media, the left media, when they're not publishing child sex manuals, are trying to say that there's no one's going after pedophiles. There are no pedophiles.
Well, in fact, I'm also writing about Julian Assange, because I think that it's in the works for Julian Assange to get a pardon. Not that he's committed any crime. He's not been accused of any crime in the United States. But I'm going to point out, I'll write this enough this afternoon, that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have just been dropping a series of tweets about how Hillary Clinton squashed a pedophilia investigation that was very seriously going on in the Department of State when she was at the Department of State. So, I mean, I'm beginning to see that Julian Assange is also on the same themes that President Trump is on, and reinforcing President Trump by these tweets that appeared over the last 2 days with Julian Assange saying, you know, Hillary quashed this investigation of pedophilia that was evidently rampant throughout the State Department.
And he's releasing more of her emails to the New York Times showing the collusion there. This is astounding. We're going to come right back with both of you, but briefly, let me ask Roger Stone. When we talk about 2018 being the year of the offensive, that's how Trump does it, right? It's the salvage, then it's the attack the next year. Do you agree with that analysis?
I really do. Look, if we did not have the written executive order, which is quite detailed, quite well cobbled together, right now the left would be claiming this whole thing is a conspiracy theory and that there is no effort to roll up the corporate criminals and the pedophiles and others. Somebody wrote that executive order. Somebody wrote it very, very skillfully. It confirms everything Dr. Corsi has been predicting based on his contacts with his own sources. It also predicts what I have been hearing. A source told me this morning that they are making preparations at Guantanamo Bay for a large group of prisoners, presumably corporate executives and others who are about to be charged and rounded up. Donald Trump is on the offense. 2018 will be the year of the offense. They want to run on impeachment. The Republicans will run on jobs and prosperity. I know how this one comes out.
It's really wild. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more intel. I've got state police, Green Berets, Delta Force, Army Rangers, CIA, German intelligence, British intelligence, all of it, saying it's absolutely going on 100%, and I've known this for 8 months. So it is just an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready. The war's on. They want to fight. They better believe they've got one. We'll be back to break more of this down for a little bit longer with our guest, and then we're going to have Gerald Celente give us his preview of the economy, North Korea, and so much more. But listen, in this fight, we need financial support, and we make it easy. You get great products that have changed so many people's lives, whether they be Patriot Apparel to meet like-minded people and promote freedom, T-shirts, hoodies, jackets, you name it, or whether it's the water filtration, air filtration, the very best systems. Free shipping store-wide has got to end in the next few days. I'm going to run it through the weekend, and then it's going to end. Store-wide, 50% off all of our best-selling items. Some of them are 67% off, but the Coil Silver is selling out. Myco's DX, we had to take the special off because it's about to sell out. Shell Force is amazing, with the Bio PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the rest of it. We've got the great probiotics, Secret 12, 50 to 67% off, and your purchases fund the operation. Super Blue Toothpaste, fluoride free, with emboldened and empowered and fortified with Coil Silver and iodine. It's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.